Welcome back to the lab. Sources have been removed from this recording for compatibility with listening. Visit quantumdisciple.com to view the sources in detail. To the undecided, the fence sitters, and the wait and see crowd, if atheism is the belief that there is no God, and theism is the belief that there is a God, agnosticism is the belief that I just don't know. It is the most popular position in the modern world because it feels safe. It feels like the intellectual high ground. You aren't committing to a fairy tale, but you aren't arrogant enough to say the universe is an accident. You are simply waiting for more data. As a systems analyst, I respect the need for data. But in computer science, a system cannot hang in a pending state forever. Eventually, the process must execute, or it times out. In this presentation, we are going to audit the logic of the agnostic position. We are asking one question. Is I don't know a valid permanent address, or is it just a way to avoid making a choice? Section 1.0, the definition, the no knowledge error. The word agnostic comes from the ancient Greek phrase literally meaning no knowledge. There are generally two types of agnostics. Type A is the soft agnostic. This person says, I don't know if God exists, but I'm open to finding out. This is a healthy starting point. It is an investigation. Type B is the hard agnostic. This person says, it is impossible to know if God exists. Here is the logic failure of type B. The hard agnostic position is self-defeating. By claiming it is impossible to know, you are making a massive absolute truth claim about the nature of reality. You are claiming to have enough knowledge to know that knowledge is impossible. That is a logical contradiction. You cannot be dogmatic about being unsure. Section 2.0. The neutrality myth. The moving train. Many agnostics believe they are standing still in a neutral zone. They think, I'll just live my life, be a good person, and if God shows up, great. If not, no harm done. Consider this logic check using a train analogy. Imagine you are waking up on a train that is speeding toward a cliff. The Christian says, there is a bridge ahead, stay on the train. The atheist says, there is no bridge, jump off. The agnostic says, I don't have enough data to confirm the bridge, so I will do nothing. Here is the problem. Doing nothing is not a neutral choice. If you stay on the train and do nothing, you are effectively making the same choice as the person who believes in the bridge. If you jump, you make the choice of the atheist. You cannot choose nothing. Life is a moving timeline. Every day you live without acknowledging the creator is a vote against the creator. In the binary code of reality, there are ones and zeros. There is no 0.5. Part 2, Section 3.0, the evidence threshold. How much is enough? The agnostic usually claims, if God were real, he would write his name in the sky. If I saw a miracle, I would believe. But would you look at the data processing problem? Jesus tells a story about a rich man who dies and asks to send a warning back to his brothers. He is told, quote, if they do not listen to Moses and the prophets, they will not be convinced even if someone rises from the dead, end quote. We see this in modern science. We found digital code, DNA, in every cell. We found a universe fine-tuned to 1 part in 10 to the power of 120. We have the historical record of the resurrection. The data is there. The issue isn't a lack of evidence. It is a suppression of the evidence. If you are waiting for absolute certainty, you will never move. You don't have 100% certainty that your car brakes will work today, but you still drive. You operate on reasonable probability. The probability of a fine-tuned universe happening by accident is zero. Section 4.0. The search protocol, passive versus active. There is a massive difference between being lost and hiding. If you lost your keys, you don't sit on the couch and say, I am agnostic about the location of my keys. No, you tear the house apart, you look under the cushions, you retrace your steps. Why? Because the keys matter. If God exists, he is the most important variable in your existence. He is the difference between eternal life and eternal deletion. To say, I don't know, and then go watch a movie is not an intellectual position. It is apathy. Listen to the promise. The Bible gives a specific algorithm for the agnostic. Quote, you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. End quote. Notice the conditional statement. It says when, not if, but the condition requires seeking with all your heart. God does not reveal himself to the casual observer. He reveals himself to the seeker. Section 5.0. Conclusion. The timeout. Agnosticism is a valid waiting room, but it is a terrible final destination. You are allowed to have questions. You are allowed to doubt, but you are not allowed to pretend that avoiding the choice is a safety net. In the computer world, if a user refuses to click accept or decline on the terms of service, the program doesn't let them play in a neutral mode. It eventually times out and denies access. Your session is active right now. The clock is ticking. The evidence of the architect is all around you, in the stars, in your cells, and in the history of the empty tomb. The question isn't whether there is enough evidence. The question is whether you are actually looking. Thank you for listening. Please like and subscribe and visit quantumdisciple.com for more Christian research. Quantum Disciple out.